For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. The state of Missouri has carried out its fourth execution this year. Just past midnight, William Rousen was executed for the 1993 murder of a 62-year-old woman in southeast Missouri. He was also convicted of killing the woman's husband in a plan to steal their cows. KBIA's Josie Herrera reports.
Since November, the state of Missouri has executed one person every month. William Rousen was number six. Anti-death penalty groups held 10 vigils around the state on the eve of Rousen's execution.
Hello. Another execution tonight.
Jeff Stack is a member of Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. He stood outside the Boone County Courthouse with three others, saying, "Another execution tonight," as people walked by.
There's a moral bankruptcy in our society when we feel that it's appropriate to kill a human being and define that person by a single action in their life suggests that they've lost this human right to live. And it continues to be a right. It's not a privilege.
Opponents of the death penalty, as well as Rousen's legal team, cited the secrecy of chemical sources for lethal injections as a reason to halt the execution. Earlier this week, Oklahoma halted two executions as a challenge to the state's secretive law around these chemicals. The Oklahoma decision has not seemed to affect Missouri. After Texas, Missouri and Florida are tied for the most executions in 2014 so far, with four inmates each. Josie Herrera, KBIA News.
While jeans may be worn by students around MU's campus most days of the year, they will have a different meaning on Thursday, KBIA's Phil Bergman reports.
April 24th marks Denim Day, a day when students are encouraged to wear jeans in support of taking a stand against sexual violence. The day, which originated in Italy in 1999, honors a woman who lost her trial after the court said her tight jeans implied consent because she must have helped remove them herself. The MSA GPC Craft Studio is one of the organizations helping out at the events on Lowry Mall. They'll be helping students make free bracelets out of recyclable material and denim to wear in support of the day. Amy Hay is the Craft Studio Special Events and Promotions Advisor.
We feel very close to our students, so it's important for us that our students are safe and that they know that we care about them.
Denim Day comes at a significant time in MU's history, as the university has been in the news recently in regards to sexual assault scandals. 2 weeks ago, an independent report said that the university failed to follow parts of the federal laws that govern sexual assault reporting when handling the case of former swimmer Sasha Manu Corey's suicide. Missouri Students Association President Mason Sherris says people should come out to support the cause.
I think it's important at Mizzou because of the increased conversation of sexual assault and safety that the campus is currently having. So with that increased conversation, with the increased awareness of it, I think we need to have events such as these to really promote those awareness and to educate the student body as a whole.
The entire month of April is also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. MU has multiple events planned for the upcoming week, including a Freedom Walk and a Cookout Against Violence. Phil Bergman, KBIA News.
A Missouri House panel has endorsed a bonding proposal that calls for spending at least $200 million on a new state mental health facility in Fulton. The measure would authorize a total of $400 million of bonds, subject to voter approval later this year. The House Budget Committee advanced its measure Tuesday. Senators earlier approved a $600 million bonding plan for the Fulton State Hospital, higher education institutions, and other state facilities. The Senate version would not require voter approval. The Missouri House has endorsed legislation allowing use of a cannabis extract by people whose epilepsy is not relieved by other treatments. The bill would permit use of hemp extract with little of the substance that makes marijuana users feel high and greater amounts of a chemical called cannabidiol, or CBD. Patients would need to have epilepsy that a neurologist has determined is not responding to at least three treatment options. Patients or their parents would need a state-issued registration card. Growers would have to be nonprofit organizations and have a license from the Missouri Department of Agriculture. Governor Jay Nixon's administration says it has exceeded a goal to reduce Missouri's energy consumption. Nixon signed an executive order in 2009, setting a target of a 2% annual reduction in state energy use for each of the next 10 years for state buildings under the direction of the Office of Administration. The administration office says Missouri already has reduced its energy use by 22.5%, which it says equals an annualized decline of 4.5%. A Republican-led Missouri House committee plans to hold a hearing on measures seeking to impeach Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. Today's hearing on three separate impeachment resolutions includes one citing Nixon's decision to allow same-sex couples who marry legally in other states to file joint tax returns in Missouri. Another measure criticizes the governor for the amount of time he took to call a special election to fill legislative vacancies. The final measure to be considered by the Judiciary Committee would impeach Nixon for his refusal to fire state officials involved with the Revenue Department's decision last year to scan driver's license applicants' personal documents into a computer system. Columbia City Council passed an ordinance at Monday night's meeting that will grant food trucks specific parking locations downtown. The spots include 8 metered spaces on the south side of Cherry and Locust Streets and 10 spaces on the north side of Walnut Street. Carrie Gartner, executive director of the Downtown Community Improvement District, says the locations are a perfect fit.
Food trucks in locations that aren't directly in front of a restaurant or a retail location, they're in separate areas, which is it's a great way to enliven areas that may not have a commercial core.
Trucks will be allowed to serve food during a 21-hour period between 6 a.m. and 3 a.m. Brian Manis is the owner of Ozark Biscuit Company. He says this ordinance could contribute to the growing popularity of food trucks in Columbia.
Trying to help establish kind of a food truck culture in Columbia, and part of doing that is, you know, increasing awareness that there are options for mobile food and street food in Columbia. So allowing us on the VIN on public streets is going to increase the exposure.
The price for a vendor to secure these service spots will run the owner $10 a day per parking spot. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.